Jimmy John's has some absolute fire kicking ranch.
I've been seeing
a lot of messages that Miles needs to try the kickin' ranch.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah, it's like the second review ever.
I never saw that.
Jimmy John's kickin' ranch. And then they sent us a signed photo from Jimmy John himself.
Jimmy Senior.
Wow. They sent us a bunch of swag. Actually, the first You Betcha Palooza, Jimmy John's had a booth there, like a tent, I guess you could say.
Selling sandwiches.
And then they were giving out free samples of the kickin' ranch because it was that new at the time. It was elite. And I think I probably came home with like 10 free sub gift cards. Mm. Just handing them out after we're done.
Fuck yeah.
Also, Tyler, nice hat you're wearing there.
Thank you.
Same with me.
No one can see yours. It is backwards.
It is backwards. But you can get a good back profile because, guys,
these hats are fucking fires. So,
yeah.
Sheesh, fires. Like everyone. I'm just going to start saying Gen Z shit.
Yeah.
These hats are cap, but no cap.
Correct.
these caps are fire, no cap.
Yeah, I didn't think we were going to really drop any hints yet, but since we're both wearing it, we might as well. Guys,
I also wore it in a TikTok.
I know, and people were asking about it. The new Breakfast Ball merch.
Soon.
Two new hats. We got a new golf towel coming out. This is the Bevcart regular collection.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the hat, the rope hat, performance fabric.
Cody, switch the camera.
We got the Tyler's wearing the white hat with the black rope, some cursive Texas's breakfast ball underneath some Boulder font, Bevcart regular, the performance fabric on the back. It's not a true mesh snapback. It's a performance snapback.
Yes. It's like your classic golf hat, that athletic material. It's comfy as shit. It looks good. Great audio visual, by the way, for all the listeners, Ryan.
Yep.
You really painted a picture like a Picasso with your words.
And mine is just the complete opposite. Black hat, white rope, performance snapback.
It is complete obvious. You are also wearing it backwards.
I'm wearing it forwards. Yeah.
You can only wear the black hats backwards. It says it in the fine print when you buy one.
See that? Here's where the characters we played in our last video do not line up. Me with my hat backwards.
Our styles are the opposite.
Yes. And you with your hat forward.
Correct. Speaking of golf and our last video,
is that what this podcast is about?
I'm not really sure anymore. I golfed 18 holes this weekend, and guys, I golfed the best 9 holes of my entire life.
Wow.
But it was the middle 9.
No.
It wasn't the front 9 or the back 9. It was the middle 9, and we were doing a scramble. We used every single one of my shots except one, and I was 1 over. On not the middle 9 holes.
So what would that be? Hole like 5 to...
It was hole 4 through 13.
You were 1 by yourself?
Yeah, well, we used one of my buddy's shots, so I probably would have been like 2 over. I don't know where it fucking came from.
That's my question.
Yeah, so I think what it is like we golfed Rose Creek, right?
Tough course,
Very tough. 1 through 3. Gets a little easier at 4. And then the back half of the last 9 is a little harder. So I think I peaked at the right time, the easier holes.
Yep. Which you should.
Yeah. So what do I call that? I'm not a front 9 golfer. I'm not a back 9 golfer.
You're a middle 9 golfer.
I would say the middle 9 golfer is probably the best scramble golfer.
I did scramble well.
I think that's a good sign.
Lots of really good recovery shots and punch outs from areas that had no business being good.
Let's take this a little bit deeper. Were you drinking?
No, I was sober as a judge.
Well, that ruins the whole next.
I know the theories are out the fucking window.
I know, because I was going to say you started out stone cold sober, right?
Yeah.
And then you get in 3 full holes. Hole 4, you hit the sweet spot. You ride out the sweet spot until 13, mm-hmm. and then it goes downhill because you've had a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
The theory would have been proven correct had that have been.
I know. It's the case
that day.
The science is out the window right now. I don't understand it. I'm so confused. But imagine if I was drinking and I was in the sweet spot, I'd have been 4 under.
Or also you just wouldn't have given a shit. And you would have just been, you know, grabbing random clubs out of your
and
bag.
And hitting them great.
I'm going for it.
True.
Yeah.
Very true.
Going for 250-yard shots. Yeah.
Well, I think the reason, too, we use most of my shots because I have the old man swing and I don't play for distance anymore. So I was the leadoff on every hole. It's like, I will hit it straight 210 yards and we'll use that drive so you can go for it now. And I was hitting that freaking little recovery 3-wood I have just perfect.
Really?
I absolutely fucking fell apart on the last 6 holes, but is what it is.
Did you guys win?
Yeah, we won skins, tied for stroke.
What was on the line?
No,
anything?
Just
bragging rights.
Yeah, and so actually we pushed the last five holes in a row. So we didn't know what to do with those five. Sure. And we just didn't count them, so we ended up winning.
Putt off.
Yeah.
That's when you got to go straight to the putting green.
Okay, so we had to... I had to go shoot a video with Miles. So okay. We just ran and I took the W and snuck out.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah, Tyler, I actually don't remember the last time. I don't think I've played 18 holes all year yet.
Really? Yeah, we played 18 together. We did same nine back to back.
Yeah, we kind of broke it into two different rounds. Yep. We did do 18 there. That was a lot of fun. I've really been getting into the par three courses.
Really?
So I golfed the par three course in Fargo here. And I figure, hey, if I can hit a good shot off the tee box, I have to have a good second shot in mm-hmm. order to hit the green or get close to the green. So essentially what you're doing on a par three is you're hitting your second shot every time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the basis behind that, was to see how close I could stick what would be my second shot. But playing the par three is just off the tee box. Mm. I was six over through nine, and I think I could have shaved a couple more off. I three putted once and duffed a couple chips. You know how that goes. Yeah,
I feel that.
But also, if I would have golfed like even through nine, probably wouldn't be sitting in this spot right now. It's not for the brand.
Right. I mean, that par three course, doesn't it have one par four?
Nope. They split it in half. It's two par threes now.
Huh. Yeah, I've only played there one time in my whole life. I hate par three courses because, you know, I do the exact same on a par three that I do on a par five.
Same.
I'll get a seven on both every time.
Yeah, I'll hit a double bogey on a par three, double bogey par three, and then I'll par a par five.
Isn't it absolutely fucking bananas that you can have a 510-yard par five and get it in the same amount of strokes as a 110-yard par three?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
A crazy game.
It's stupid.
Oh, I witnessed a hole-in-one on Friday.
No way.
That's what I wanted to talk about, Cody.
I witnessed a hole-in-one on Friday.
Hold on. Before you get back into your story, welcome back to the podcast. This is the Double Bogey Show episode, not sure.
32. Are we live?
32.
We are live.
We are so live.
Okay. episode 32. Wow.
You pipe that the wrong way.
I'll call the clubhouse. We'll book another 18 for tomorrow.
Okay, they cheated on that. They fluffed their balls.
Yeah, no better time for the breakfast ball than now.
Hole in one, Cody.
I witnessed a hole in one on Friday.
That's pretty fucking
wild.
It
was my dad's buddy. He's I want to say like 72.
Yeah.
Was it his first one?
First one.
Oh, that's cool.
Damn.
He just got seriously into golf within the last 5 years. And he got a freaking hole in one in front of. So there was a bunch of us on this golf trip, and there was like 16 people probably.
Yeah.
And eight of us were on the tee box with him when he got it.
That's cool.
So like we were talking about this, you know, like other than a professional, how else would you have a crowd that big, let alone of all your buddies, right. You know, yeah. Watching you?
Nobody
as you
better.
Get a hole in one? Oh, it was so cool.
Yeah. I got a little goosebumps.
Yeah.
Oh, so it was so emotional.
Yeah.
It was so cool. It
especially
felt like we
for an old man. Like for us, it'd be sweet if we got it. But imagine golfing for 40 years.
Well, he had just been getting into it for about
but
5 years.
But I'm sure
years.
He played golf.
He's played.
Okay.
Serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just started taking golf lessons like within the last 2 years. And so it's like,
Tyler,
this is a big deal.
Golf lessons.
No.
Hole in one.
No.
The yeah, stars are aligning.
Cool. It was cool to witness.
All right, Cody, give us an audio visual of the hole and where the shot bounced first. I want to hear the story.
Okay.
Goosebumps.
So it's actually No, I was not. I was wearing just regular tennis shoes, unfortunately, which is probably why I didn't get a hole in one.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a tough par three. It's it's 170 yards, and there's water that comes up into the middle of like what would be the fairway directly between you and the pin.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you have to stick it on the green or behind the green. And there's a big hill right behind it, and this a big undulating green coming down two step up top down to the bottom. Pin was front middle, and it was a really tight stick. He hit it, and it lands probably 165 ish, and it bounces and rolls and just drop right in the cup. But the crazy part is nobody was really paying attention. Because he was the last one to hit. He hits from the yellow tees, you know, which on this hole was only maybe 5 yards in front of the white tees. So yeah. We had all hit. We're all getting back in our carts. There's one guy watching, but we're all still on the tee box, yeah. You know, and the guy that hit, he he couldn't see that far. You know, he didn't even know it went in.
No way.
And the guy behind him that just happened to be watching from like the 5 yards back is probably 2 feet elevated above it. And the guy in back is like, holy shit, I think that just went in. And the guy turns around, he's like, no, it didn't. And then sure enough, we go down there, it's in the pin. And then the other part of the group, the other eight people were right in front of us teeing off. And that tee box only like maybe 20 yards away. So they had all heard us yelling. They all come running over and we all took pictures with them on the green. Cool. So like all 16 of us were on the green with them and
that got is
a photo.
Dope.
Yeah, it was that's cool. Sweet. I've never witnessed one in person.
Yeah, we got a Chad Hughes selfie.
Yep.
Chad Hughes selfie. To those.
Yep.
Dude, that is dope.
That is like a dream come true, and not to kill the vibe, but here's a nightmare.
Oh God, Tyler.
What if he hits that hole in one by himself? What do you do when you get a hole in one by yourself?
I've thought of that. You go into the clubhouse and you tell them, you get your name on the plaque. Every clubhouse I've ever been to has a plaque of people that have got hole in ones.
How would they believe you?
Yeah, don't you need you need some sort of a
witness.
A witness, yep.
I don't know.
That
would be tough.
That is like I probably wouldn't even tell people. You wouldn't fucking believe me for a second.
Yeah.
No, I would. Because you're a very believable guy. I know when to believe you and when not to.
Yeah, but if I walked in like, hey guys, just hit a hole in one this morning on my solo nine, you guys would be like, shut up.
Also, I would probably be videoing it like as I was going up to the hole.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that our generation, like if it's even close, you're getting that phone going. There's been a couple times even on video shoots where I'm like, dude, like roll the tape.
Yeah.
Just in case. Because sometimes you can't see it if it goes down in the green or.
Yeah, but then you get into the whole conundrum of, oh, he went and planted it, then went back, and then is videoing it. You know, there's so many fallacies.
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare. Imagine the emotional conundrum you're in. Hitting a hole in one by yourself.
I know. It'd be nuts.
I probably would just keep it to myself.
Cool, no doubt.
No.
I would tell all my friends, you know, but I don't think I would tell the clubhouse only because I wouldn't want them to question it.
I wouldn't tell the clubhouse either, but I would definitely tell my buddies.
Yeah.
I don't think I would tell you guys because Cody wouldn't. You might believe me. You might be the only one. Cody wouldn't believe me for even a fraction of a second.
But it would depend on your tonality. 100%.
Think about how
to me. What do I do? What's the tone? Do I come in super pumped and be like, hey guys, I hit a hole in one this morning. And either way, you're like, shut up.
Or it's kind of like after you shoot a big deer or something, you're calling your buddies left and right.
Right.
You're sending them photos. I'm doing that too. I'm probably calling. I'm calling you. I'm calling my buddy Adam.
Then you can tell the genuine excitement in someone's voice. So maybe that's the move. You got to call someone before the jitters wear off, like the adrenaline rush.
Yes. It's just like, you know, you shoot a nice deer with a bow and you're literally shaking in the tree stand.
You get the chills after. Yep. You kind of get chilled to the bone, sort of.
You can't fake that type of thing.
No.
I'm telling a bunch of people, but at the same time, I've literally never golfed by myself.
It's fun. You should try it.
I have thought about it and I do want to try it. I really do.
I haven't since high school.
Only in the morning. Don't do it like in a busy afternoon. That's weird.
That's weird.
Because when I golfed in the mornings alone last year, there was probably 5-6 guys also on the course, but every one of them was solo.
It kind of sounds therapeutic.
It was. It just you know how nice it is to just go on the course. The grounds crew is the only people you run into. You go straight to your ball. You're not worrying about anyone else. Yeah.
You don't wait.
You can play two balls if you want.
Yeah.
Like it's peaceful. It's quiet as shit. Nobody's up.
I could do that on a Friday evening.
No one's playing fucking music.
Actually, in that sense, I'm probably not playing music just because, I don't know, I want to listen to nature. I want to listen to the birds chirping.
Want to do that in a normal round?
Well, because then I'm hanging out with, but I'm more so hanging out with buddies and golfing versus like actually trying to be therapeutic about it.
My scramble partners played music this weekend and I hated every
And you played really well.
Yeah, because all my stuff was away from theirs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was three. So it was 3-2 for the scramble.
Okay.
That we put the best guy who was clearly better than all of us. Against the three middle dudes. So it was best and worst versus three middle dudes. It was very even. Obviously, we tied in stroke. So, but
one thing I did forget to mention about that hole in one, too, I almost forgot. So the hole prior to the guy getting the hole in one of the other guys had run over his ball and like mash it into this like soft ground, you know?
Yeah.
So instead of picking his ball up, he reached into the guy's cart that ran it over and grabbed a new ball out of his sleeve that he had just bought. And that's the ball that he gets a hole in one.
Oh, I love it.
Is that guy's ball. So it was like this whole big fiasco, like, you wouldn't have done it if it wasn't for me. It was so funny. It was so funny. So just added to it.
Yeah.
Were you kind of pissed that it wasn't you?
Not at all.
Really?
No. I do not expect to get one. If I get one, sweet, but I definitely don't expect to get one.
You don't?
Not really.
I kind of don't want to get one until I'm like that old guy. You know?
Has your grandpa got a hole in one?
Mm-mm.
Really?
He's gotten really close. Wow. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know how much more special it would be to him than to me getting one?
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe him if he got one by himself.
Really?
Nope. That old man is so full of shit.
Ooh, Grandpa Dave. You better have someone with you. You got to have a witness.
Yep. Cody and I and Miles and my friend are playing in a scramble tournament against my grandpa.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Don't lose.
Ryan just decided his friend's wedding was more important that weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's the only wedding I got this summer. See, the weddings for me is so off topic, but it's after I got married a couple years ago. Like, the weddings I am invited to or in are slowly on the decline. So this is the only one I got this summer.
Yep.
The next few years I might not have any. I might have one, two, whatever. But scramble tournaments are some of my favorite things to do of all time.
I would agree.
And I haven't played one in probably 3 years.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, we got Old Man Iron Man. It's basically a scramble tournament with some other stuff. So
June 5th. There are only 3 spots left.
No shit.
We're signed up, right?
We are signed up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, good.
Cody, also you owe me some money for that if you could.
Yeah. Had to bring that
unless you win something, I'm taking it. And if I pay, I'm taking all your raffle prizes.
Yeah, we'll go. I'll go a little straight bet with Chad Hughes on the day.
At the Old Man Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh yeah. He's big on the betting.
Good.
Big on the side bets.
Okay. Well, that's good information to know.
Yeah.
Tyler, take a quick break.
Quick break. Completely random segment, but I liked it.
What was the segment even about?
It wasn't structured. Cody and I didn't have a single plan for it. We just said we're going to share stories.
The hole in one.
It was story time.
Hole in one experience.
Segment one.
Be right back. Okay. What do we got going for segment two, Cody? You're going to ask us some questions.
Yes. So I understand that you can see my screen on that side, but I am going to ask you some of these questions that I have on the screen here.
Just don't turn the screen sharing off.
I don't know how to do that here.
I can't see anything, so.
Just leave it. Ryan, can you just turn that monitor? Just leave it. Don't fuck it up because it's a nightmare to put it back.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you these questions and you have to guess a certain aspect of it. So for example, one of the questions goes like, how many putts were made? Blah, 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 blah. You know, and then you guess what the statistic is or what the fact is.
Do we get like a B or C or is it just we have to guess?
I was just going to do you just guess.
Okay.
But if you'd rather me do A, B or C, that's fine.
I mean, we can just guess.
Okay.
Unless we'll it's like, guess. How many people are on the PGA Tour? I'm like, 100? I don't know. That's if it's a big guess, like no way in hell we're going to guess it.
Right.
Then give us some options.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. So blank putts made from 70 feet or longer on the PGA Tour in 15-16. Interestingly, Jason Day had 3 of them. How many putts were from 70 feet or longer?
In the PGA Tour.
The years 15-16.
And Jason Day had 3.
Jason Day had 3
if
alone.
If 3 is a good number, then I'm going to say only like 14.
Ryan?
I'm going to say 9.
Tyler was very close. It was 13, actually.
Mm. Oh, he was over, though. Yeah. Bust.
Jason Day had 1 at 71 feet, 1 at 74 feet, 8 inches, and 1 at 75 feet.
Damn.
That's incredible.
We got to get a 75-foot putting mat.
We do. We have a 15-foot and a 9-foot. We could make a 24-foot
putting mat. We just keep getting more mats.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many golf balls are hit into the water at the 17th hole of the stadium course at Sawgrass each year?
We talked about this.
We did.
You already answered.
We had mentioned this before.
But
out of how many people are in the tournament, like 130 are in the tournament to start.
No, it's
before the cut.
Isn't it overall?
It's overall.
Yeah,
each
overall.
Year total.
So you and me hitting balls into the water.
Oh, randoms mm-hmm. even, not even mm-hmm. at the waste management.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it like 100 some thousand?
You're close.
121,000.
98,000.
Yeah, 125,000 actually.
Jesus,
that's pretty nice.
That's a lot of golf.
125,000.
Oh yeah, we talked about like starting a diving business yes. on just that hole.
Yes. Yeah, I wonder yeah. what's the square footage of that water? Because 125,000 golf balls.
Just guess. Don't Google that. That'll take too long.
It's got to be half an acre.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Water square foot. I wonder. The green is 3,912 square feet. And then the average green is 4,500 square feet. So it's a lot smaller.
It's a lot of water. All right.
A lot of water.
Great.
Okay. So there's only ever been two sports played on the moon. What two sports are those?
One's golf.
Yep.
The other is
croquet.
Mixed martial arts.
I will give you a hint. It is involved with track and field.
Long jump.
No.
Pole vault.
The close. Javelin.
Yes.
No shit.
Ooh, with right. the American flag, huh?
Yes.
Actually?
I don't know.
Tyler.
I don't know if it was with the American
if
flag.
If they even landed on the moon.
Yeah, if they really did.
Yeah.
We don't know, Cody.
Zero sports because no one's ever been there.
In that Russian studio, they were throwing javelins yeah. and playing golf.
Javelin and golf, huh?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, okay, next one. If you walked all 18 holes instead of riding in a golf cart, how far would you approximately walk?
Oh, shit.
Who's golfing?
Are you saying, like, if you're walking yeah. side to side more often?
Yeah.
I would just say the average person.
Okay, so are we talking in miles or steps or?
Miles.
Okay. 18 holes.
Yep.
I am going to say 4.2 miles.
Okay, so
Tyler,
the average golfer, mm-hmm. 4.2 is gonna be pretty fucking close because I have it mapped out. It's about just under 10,000 steps when I play 18 and I walk it, and it's 2,000 steps per mile. So I'm gonna say 5 miles on the nuts.
It's actually 4 miles on the nuts.
Ooh. Really? So that means we're bad golfers
because yes.
we're doing more walking.
Yes. We're doing a lot of walking.
Doing a lot of pacing back and forth, we're, looking yeah. for balls.
We are literally walking an entire mile more than
you know
the
what?
Bad golf than the good golfers.
That's okay. We're getting more exercise.
Yes.
Healthier individuals. Hey, so essentially being a below average golfer
makes you a better in shape, more in shape human.
That's correct.
I like it.
What age was Tiger Woods when he made his first hole in one?
7.
Yep. See, yeah, he was like 6 or 7.
8.
Oh, fuck. Damn it.
It's 8. You guys should know this.
We just watched the doc.
I know. Great doc. I'm going to have to watch it again.
Should have used Tiger.
Brush up. Brush up on it. Okay. Here's my last one that I have here to end this in true betting fashion. What is the chance of making 2 hole in ones in a single game?
1 in 2 million, 2 billion.
1 in 5.6 billion.
No, it's actually lower than that. 1 in 67 million.
Mm.
So you're saying if I take 67 million shots.
I thought you were going to give the Dumb and Dumber line. So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, you are saying there's a chance.
Only if you use there your buddy's ball.
Yes.
That seems to be a trend because the only 2 hole-in-one stories I've heard this year are yours and Hardy's. And Hardy yeah. hit a hole-in-one using his friend's club.
Which that's bananas.
There's something to it.
His friend let him keep the club.
Wow.
Did your buddy's friend let him keep the ball?
That would be so funny if he just like, give me that ball back. No, he definitely kept the ball.
Yeah. Nice. If I hit a hole in one with your ball and you asked for it back, I would never talk to you again.
I would throw it back at me.
No.
No, like throw it back at me.
I would lose. I would be
and then
afraid,
grab it again.
I'd be afraid to lose it and I would never talk to you again.
What if it was a top flight? What if you hit a hole in one with a top flight?
That's impossible.
No, it's not.
It is.
What if you did?
I picture this. It. It's a water would? Hole. Yeah. Half of the hole is water. Half of the hole is sand. The back half is all water. And you're using a junk ball on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens to be a top flight. Would you admit that it's a top flight you got a hole in one with?
I would avoid it at all costs, but if it really came down to brass tacks, I would have to.
Yeah.
In my display that I mounted it on, the logo would be promptly turned towards the wall.
It's just like a blank ball.
Yeah.
Like some local bank that you got the ball from. That's what we'd be showing.
Yeah. The random logo on the side. Yep. Yeah. Yep. That's funny. Yeah. That's 100% what it'd be. The shadow box would be just the flag and whatever. That's one thing I was going to say too. I mean, This course is probably lucky I wasn't golfing with like my close buddies, because I was asking them like, what do we do now? What's the tradition? Do we cut this flag off of the thing?
They're really
like,
no, right?
I just take the whole pin with you.
Yeah.
Put it in your golf bag.
I guess you don't do that. Buy one from the clubhouse.
I'm sure the clubhouse would ask you, or you, if you ask them nicely, I bet they would just let you keep the flag.
I'm sure
it's like $12.
Yeah. My dad got one before. I wasn't there, but I guess they just bought one from the clubhouse and then you get an embroidered, or maybe that's the one you buy and they replace it with the one you bought. I don't know. But then they got it like embroidered, you know, par four, however many yards. Whatever.
Your dad hit a hole in one on a par four?
Yes.
No.
It was a short par four, actually. Yeah.
So I just saw something on the PGA Tour yesterday. There's only been 2 hole in ones hit on a par four
in the history of the PGA.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a really short par four on Emerald Bay Golf Course in Destin, Florida.
So what is it? We talking short, like 260?
No, actually, I think it was just barely over 200 yards.
And that's a par four?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Really short
par four. Was there a hard dog leg or something?
Gosh, I don't even remember. It butts up right to the Gulf of Mexico, though. Like, there's this little bay.
Cool.
So it's a really cool view as you're coming up to the green. But he bladed like this, some iron, and it just like rolled like the entire way, and they couldn't find it. So finally they're like, look in the hole, and there it is.
No.
How many times have you ever looked in the hole wondering if your ball's actually in there?
No.
not from a tee box shot, but just from a shot in general.
Like optimistically.
Yeah.
Like, well, maybe.
I've never looked in the hole because every time I've thought I maybe hit in the hole, I find the ball before I get there.
Sure.
But there was that on 8th in Castleton where we golfed the 18 this year. I was golfing with Lane last year and I had a pretty decent drive, but it was off to the left in the rough into some trees. And so I punched out with a 5 and I lost it because it was in the trees. And I just saw the last time I saw it was rolling up onto the green and then it disappeared. I was like,
yeah,
I just hit a true eagle, like from 170 out. Like it just hit an eagle.
Yeah.
And we were freaking out. We were high fiving because like the ball dropped. And then we walked up to the green and there's just a little drop on the green and it had just rolled over that drop slowly. But no. So it was sitting there 20 feet from the cup.
Okay.
And it was right in line with the pin too. And I was like,
so funny.
I did it.
Did you three putt after that?
No, I ended up making a par. So yeah, I did three putt. Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's my luck. You know, I have been on the green in 2 before. I have gotten an eagle on a par 5, but more often than not, if I'm on in 2, I am 3 putting.
Yeah.
More often than
yeah.
not. That's just my luck.
Yeah, I feel that.
Kyle, you need to work on your putting.
I put it. What are you talking about?
You know where you need to work on your putting at? Tiger Woods' new mini golf.
Oh, yeah. What is it called? Pop
great,
shots.
Great segue into that.
That was I did not know where you were going.
Pop smoke. Or no.
Pop smoke.
Pop shots. Right?
Pop shot?
Top pop, shot.
Pop socket.
Not top shot. It's not pop something.
Pop rocks.
Pop smoke.
Pop smoke.
TikTok song.
Papa Smoke's a rapper.
I know.
Papa Smoke.
Is it Pop Smoke?
Pop Smoke.
I don't fucking know.
Papa Smoke.
I think it's
Papa Smurf.
R.I.P. Pop Smoke, though, I think.
Yeah, I think he's dead.
He is dead, yes. Yeah. R.I.P. They just figured out who killed him, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
He got killed?
He got shot in his home. He was murdered in his bathtub.
Was it Sugar?
He was showering. Was it Sugar?
Sugar Knight.
Okay.
No,
anyway, pop smoke or pop shots. Tiger Woods' new mini golf course, and it's not your typical
immaculate.
Mini golf course. It is an 18-hole. You said it best. Immaculate. Mini putt.
Mowed greens.
Rough and sand traps.
Is it real grass?
Mowed greens. Mm-hmm. It's got to be.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it said right on the thing.
I
did
not know that.
So there's one in Fort Myers, Florida. And I'll be there at the end of the month.
Oh, you got to go.
I'm thinking about it. You know how much it is for 18 holes?
Yeah, I think you told me, but tell me again.
$17.
Jesus, that's wow. Dirt cheap. Well, you know why it's $17? Is because Tiger didn't have enough money to put the brick wall around the outside of the hole. So nobody can do bank shots off these brick walls. It's true.
No
putting.
Bank shots.
Who? What 17-year-old or 15-year-old kid wants to take his girlfriend on a first date there and they can't bank it off the walls?
Well, it's kind of like bowling. You know, you graduate from the bumpers at like 10, 11 years old, and it is fun to bounce it off the bumpers to see how well you can bowl. but at the same time, sometimes you just, you grow up, you take the bumpers off, and you see what how good you actually are.
But not in mini golf. This is the first course I've ever heard of that doesn't have the wall.
Right.
So what if there's a hard right angle mini golf hole and you got to lay up playing mini golf?
Is this really? There's no
boundary on it.
But it's so got to be realistic.
It's rough. Off. It's all mowed green, and then where the normal boundary on a mini golf course would be, it's rough.
Weird.
So then you got to putt out of the rough.
Wow.
I bet that the rough is high enough to where you can maybe bounce it off, or the like what you would call the fairway, I guess, on it.
Yeah.
It's sloped so that it will like drop in. I don't think you'd be able to actually bank a shot to maybe get closer to the hole. I think you'd have to play left to right to left, whatever the grade is.
That's crazy to think.
Yeah, I don't want to think that much when I'm playing mini golf.
I mean, I think you just look at it.
Right.
I'm trying to eat snow cones and smack some balls off the waterfall that's there.
Snow cones?
Yeah, you eat snow cones at mini golf.
It's like the novelty. It's like going to a carnival.
Yeah.
You're gonna die, clown. That's the first thing I think of when I hear mini golf. One of the greatest clips in movie history.
That's pretty bold. He's beating the shit out of an animatronic clown. That's not cinematic gold.
Have you noticed that when he hits the nose off with his club, it looks like the nose is now like a baby's mouth. Like you got the eyes and then the mouth.
What are you talking about?
We'll talk about it afterwards.
I'm so confused.
I'll show you afterwards. It turns from a clown to like a baby's face. I'll show you afterwards. It's
okay.
Yeah.
They did this on purpose?
No. It's just not a great observation by me.
Weird. Okay, I was
Cody, what were you
going
to ask?
Are you the type of guy to bring your own putter from your golf bag to a mini golf place?
No,
that guy's way worse than the guy that brings his clubs to Topgolf.
I don't even bring my clubs to Topgolf.
Well, that is kind of different.
Mm-mm.
I know I have seen people that I would assume would bring them to mini golf, but
mini golf's more of a hard-o move.
Yeah, if
than Topgolf.
I would agree.
If I had to choose between the guy that brings his clubs to Topgolf or the guy that brought his putter to mini golf as someone to hang out with, I'm picking the Topgolf guy.
100%.
Sure. That is true. And there is situational acceptances, I would say, for bringing your clubs to Topgolf. Like if it's downpouring rain, you're not going to go to the range.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so like you're covered. You can have food, drinks, whatever.
There's an excuse somewhere in there. But if you're mini golf is for children. If you are bringing your
or
own
first
putter,
dates.
First dates or children, that is the only time you should be going to mini golf unless you're going to Pop Smoke's course.
Pop Shot?
Yeah, whatever. We never confirmed the name. We'll put a link in the bio or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Link in the bio. Tiger Woods awesome mini golf course.
Yeah. If you're bringing your club to mini golf, your putter to mini golf, you're pretty much scum of the earth.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes.
I really
like,
thought
I
about that last week when we talked about the, you know, less than ideal conditions at the mini golf course that I was at.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about what if someone had brought their own putter to this place? Because I think it's cheaper if you don't use their ball and putter.
No.
So
it's
you bring your own ball.
$6.
Your own
They're not going to knock $2 off for bringing your own putter.
But the fact that there is a separation in price tells me that there is people that
there
do
is
that.
A separation there?
Yes. Yes.
Those people, that needs to stop. Mini golf needs to stop just allowing that.
I haven't been following the conversation, but because I was looking up the name, Pop Stroke.
Pop Stroke.
Oh, wow.
Can you understand how I got it mixed up?
Yes. Okay.
Pop Smoke, Pop Stroke.
Yeah.
I don't know where that name came from. But.
She liked the way that I put.
Yeah.
Is that from Papa?
Hell
that's,
yeah.
That's Papa Smoke himself.
Yeah, so we were saying basically that if you bring your putter to mini golf, you are scum of the earth, and mini golf should stop allowing it in the first place because it's just enabling a behavior that's not acceptable to human society.
All right, here's a question for both of you. What color ball are you choosing starting out mini golf?
It depends, right? You got to go and look at what are your options, or is it just red, green, and blue? Like,
Roy G. Biv.
Okay, I'm going to go...
And also black usually.
Yeah, I would probably go purple.
Okay.
Yeah, I always
violet. So violet on Roy G. Biv.
Sure. Okay. I'm going purple because of the Vikings. And I know everybody and their brother wants blue or red.
Yep.
And blue's my favorite color, so I'll just go purple and take a bullet for the team.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cody?
I'm a big orange ball guy. I like mine to stand out.
Really?
Yeah, orange or black.
Yeah, you can find it in the rough at Pop Stroke.
Yes,
if it's
exactly.
Orange.
Okay.
Or in the non-existing water hazard at the place by here.
As you watch it roll into a drain, there's no water to stop it.
Yeah.
It, as it bounces off the dead bird into the water drain, that's where I will be finding my orange ball.
Avian flu off your orange ball.
No, I like that. I am going with a pearly white Titleist Pro V1.
Oh my God, of course.
As he takes out his Scotty Cameron putter yep. Out of the sleeve.
My yep. Odyssey, $350 Odyssey putter. I mean, fuck.
Puts it back in the sleeve every time.
What am I going to mini golf for if I'm not going to get better?
Wearing two putting gloves.
No one is going to mini golf to get better ever. And if you are, go home.
You're going to die, clown.
Babyface knows, I guess.
It just rolls the exact same way every time. You know, it's basically not even carpet because it's so rough.
You're using mini golf to practice for your regular game. What regular game are you playing where you putt through a fucking windmill? Are you just preparing for the one asshole that won't get out of your line?
Right.
Are you, here's another question. Are you grabbing your ball before it goes into the 18th hole?
Depends. At the waterless course that he plays at, you only pay for 9, but they have 18 holes. So if you grab your ball before it falls into hole 9, then you can play the other 9.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why you wouldn't do that every time.
But if it's just a course where you're playing 18 and the 18th is the only one
then
that
I'm
has...
done.
Yeah, then I'll let it drop. Yeah. I'm not playing 36 fucking holes of mini golf.
I'm not going to let that Pro V1 drop down in the bin.
No,
so
either.
I'm going to keep that thing.
And then I got to get my club head on my on putter right afterwards.
That's how we can get rid of all of our found top flights.
Yeah.
We can just start bringing them to mini golf and letting them drop.
Is there gimmies in mini golf?
No,
absolutely not.
No gimmies. Mm-hmm. You're making
the
them
gimme
finish
is,
that out.
The gimme is the course.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Because 9 times out of 10, too, the hole's in a dumb spot, like right on a lip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if it's you're playing like, because we play gimme rules that if it's inside the grip on your putter, it's just an auto gimme. Mm-hmm. There's no discrepancies. Then there's no like, oh, good shot. We'll just give it to you. It's just like, is it inside the grip? I'll give it to you if it's inside the grip. Then I don't have to worry about trying to be nice or trying to be mean or pay them back for giving me one.
Yeah.
It's just if it's in the grip, take it.
A weird social dynamic when you start getting into the gimmies.
Yep.
I will say this, on Thursday and Friday when we were golfing in that big group, it was like this thing where if someone had rolled into their line and it was a questionable gimme, like if they weren't in someone else's line, they wouldn't have gotten the gimme. Mm-hmm. But because they were blocking their line, it wasn't like, mark that. It was like, just pick it up because it's in my way.
Yep.
Hey, so that's questionable.
Tyler's going to show up to our next video. His whole putter is going to be gripped from the top of the shaft all the way to the
club. That means I wouldn't get any gimmies.
No, you would.
It's your own putter and it has to be inside the grip. So you've got audio visual for the folks at home. Here's the head of the club.
Okay.
If the ball is within the grip from the hole, you get it.
His grip is literally one finger width at the top.
I gotcha.
So if this circle here is the hole, and my ball's right here, I get it. If my ball's right here, I get it.
I'm making you putt that one out.
Yeah, it's a putter. It's shorter, though.
Sure, okay.
So, but if my ball is here on the grip, I have to putt it.
Gotcha. I was thinking it was only the length of that grip, which that also kind of makes sense, depending on who you are.
Yeah, if it's you.
Oh, it depends on what kind of money we're playing for, right?
Yeah, he's got a super long club, like one of those chest putters, and then the grip is only like a 2-inch slot.
I just start putting with my driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is inside the grip, guys. I think I'm going to take this one.
Yeah. All right, I got to get the hell out of here. Let's go home.
All right, guys.
Great podcast, folks.
Yeah, thanks again for listening to episode 32. Keep an eye out for the new merch.
Yes.
It's probably going to be here in the next month. We'll be sure to let you know on the podcast, on our other social media platforms. But stay tuned. Good episode today, Tyler.
Yes, it was.
Talk a little mini golf, and we might have to go mini golfing.
We should. We've never done any mini golf content.
I've said this since I started working here. I think a cool video idea would be a high stakes mini golf.
What are the stakes? I'm not putting.
I don't like it.
Gambling. You know that.
Physical. Something physical.
We play
jumping in the pond.
Do you ever play what do they call it? It's like danger pong or something. You play ping pong, and every time you lose a point, the other person gets to take a ball, whack it at your back. But if miss, it's over. We do that with golf.
Yeah. No, I played that before.
You stand, if I win, you stand with your back to me, and I take a drive at you.
Yep.
And if I miss, you're fine. But if I hit you, you could die. That's holy pretty shit. High stakes.
Let's
that
do
is
it.
Very high stakes.
Let's not do that. All right, guys, we're going to wrap this one up. Thanks for listening in. By the way, before we go, rate, review, subscribe helps us out a ton.
Yes, tell a friend.
We've got a lot of momentum right now on the page, and it's thanks to you guys listening to us sitting here and bullshitting about
making
who knows
things
what.
Up.
So, love you guys.
Love you.
Hell, that's a breakfast ball.